Hello, everybody. I'm Leon Thomas with co-host Miranda Kitterlin Lynch. We are the host of Checking In, a lodging DEI chat. We're glad you're here watching and listening to another episode of the show. Miranda, tell me some good news. What's happening good? How you doing?
Well, it's good news for our listeners, but I don't know if it's so good for me because now people can tune in to the show on a variety of platforms, including Spotify.
Yes.
Which is my husband's favorite way to listen to all of his podcasts, and come to find out he's listening to ours. So I can't talk about him anymore on our show. Unless it's a good thing.
That's great. Well, I'm glad he's listening. And I hope he tells others to listen. Right. I hope he does that. That's right. And folks, you can also listen to our show on LTGN. That's the Leon Thomas Group Nice Network, news, information, and sports, available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So the show will be up there on our radio network as well. And you can always go to YouTube and just search the show and you'll see us there. So this is great. We're expanding the net of distribution.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Which is a really goofy thing. And you know what I really like? I mean, I like it, but I want more. I get calls. I get text messages from folks that say, I watched the episode with whomever as your guest. And why didn't you guys ask? Or they should have said, I'd like to know more about it. I'm like, yes, I'm glad you're watching. Have you told others about the show? No. Oh, come on. You got to tell others. How about coming on to be a guest? Oh, no, I don't want to be a guest.
See, I'm having the opposite problem. I'm having people reach out and say, hey, can I be on the show? How do I get on the show? And I'm like, all right, let me put you on the list.
That is great. That is great. Well, I'm glad my contacts aren't requesting to be on the show because we already have a list like a mile long. We'd have it 2 miles long if we had more folks. So I'm glad people want to be on the show. It's really good to see. Now, Miranda, there's a question we ask. And there's like three questions we ask in every episode. The two signature questions at the end of the show. But how about the one at the beginning that I usually ask? Go ahead. What's
okay.
The answer?
So I'm sure you've heard the phrase, fake it till you make it. So I'm just going to keep telling you numbers until I get it right. I'm going to say we're in season 2, episode 13.
Season 2, episode 13. And since I don't know the correct answer, we'll go with yes. Sounds good. Right on.
That's season my teaching two. Philosophy. So all of my students listening, that's exactly my teaching philosophy. If I don't know the right answer, I'm going to tell you yes.
Well, at least you didn't say I had it written down and my dog ate it.
That's true.
Right on. Another great guest with us today, Miranda. But first, folks, if you want to be on the show, send me an email, leon@theleonthomasgroup.com. That's how you get in touch with me. Miranda, go ahead. I love when you say this. How do they get in touch with you?
It sounds obnoxious, but the easiest way to find me is Google me. You're not going to find another Miranda Kitterlin Lynch. And if you do, it will blow my mind. We'll have to stop the show.
Yes. There you go. I love it. Miranda, another great guest on this episode. Please go ahead and introduce our guest.
Well, my goodness, I can't believe we were able to get her on because she does not stop. Every time I look on LinkedIn, every time I pull up our university newsletter to check out what our alumni are doing, she is constantly going and doing. So I'm so glad that she was able to make the time to be with us today. Marla is the senior manager for talent and leadership development with Hilton. And I just realized this morning that I have known her for over 10 years now, and it has been such a pleasure to watch her journey and her career progress. So let's bring her on.
Hello.
Hi, Marla. Marla Oliu, welcome to Checking In, a lodging DEI chat.
Thank you so much, Leon and Miranda. It is crazy that it's been 10 years already that I graduated from FIU. It doesn't seem that way, but love that I'm still connected and listening to this mile-long list that you have of people waiting to be on this podcast. I'm very happy to be here today.
Well, today you are our most important one, so don't worry about anybody else.
Right. Now, before we jump into the conversation, you've known Miranda for 10 years. I've known her for actually four.
Yes.
Right. Actually four. Between me and you. Marla, between me and you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. Give me a little info that most people don't know. Go ahead. Give me.
Well, now that this is being recorded and her husband's listening to this, I maybe want to be careful with my answer. No, but I was very fortunate that I had Miranda as a professor twice during my master's program at FIU. And I will say, I hope none of my other professors are listening, she was probably my favorite, one of my favorites, or my absolute favorite. And just really loved the genuine authenticity that she brought to each class. And not having to memorize things before exams, being able to bring your notes and your book, that was a plus.
Right on. That's really cool. And in the 4 years that I've known Miranda, I have to say she is one of the finest people, one of the nicest people, one of the most sincere folks that I've ever been associated with. So Miranda, I value you greatly. And I'm glad that Marla, you didn't have anything to say that would taint my feelings about Miranda and how cool she is. So thank you.
Well, now I'm happy that my husband's listening to the podcast so he can hear how great I am.
I always tell students, if you have an opportunity, take one of Miranda's classes. You will not regret it.
Thank you both. I value you both as well. So Leon, did you want to jump in, or may I ask Marla some questions? Yep, I just want to right share ahead. With our listeners. I want to give you the opportunity to tell our listeners, who are you and what do you do?
Yeah, so I will keep it short and simple. I am, as Miranda said, our senior manager for talent and leadership development for Hilton. I've been there now for 10 years, started working there right after I obtained my master's degree from FIU Chaplin School of Hospitality. Started off during FIU actually doing an internship with Disney, and that's how I grew my love for hospitality and landed in this role. As she mentioned, if you join me on LinkedIn and please look me up under my name, I don't think there's any other Marla Olius on there, so it should be pretty easy to find me. I love traveling to visit all of our hotels across the Americas, mainly within North America, as well as supporting some of our hotels in Latin America and the Caribbean with leadership workshops, any training development resources that we can provide them for that next general manager, as well as recruiting our graduating students who are looking to come into the hospitality industry for the first time in a line level role to eventually become a manager and move up in their career. So that is where I spend most of my time. Apart from that, I'm also part of the FIU Chaplin School Alumni Board that was just developed for this year. So really excited to be working with Candace and Michael, our president of the board, and working on some really cool initiatives that are hopefully going to be launching pretty soon this year. So stay tuned to Candace's newsletters every month so you can learn more.
Fantastic. And we were fortunate enough to snag Michael. He's another one who's super busy. He was on our show previously. So yeah, shout out to him as well. So tell me, of all the things you've been doing, what are you finding the most fulfilling right now? What are you enjoying the most? And I'm sure you're enjoying everything you're doing in your role, but is there one thing that's really just bringing you happiness?
So you're asking us on the perfect time. I think this call was done at the perfect time because I'm just coming back from a recent trip to McLean, Virginia. That's where our headquarters is. And we have a program that we do called Shine 2. And the purpose of that program is to find our next general managers. And so they go through a 9-month journey of different workshops and webinars. And this is the time in those 9 months where they all come together for the first time. So you have leaders from hotels all across the Americas meeting each other for the first time, as well as general managers that we currently have in the business, VPs across our region, the corporate office, AVPs, and the excitement that they have being there for the first time, connecting with others in an opportunity that they don't typically get in their day-to-day, building their network, us having that opportunity to expose them to individuals who can help get them to that level in their career that they're looking for and reaching those career goals. That to me is the most fulfilling at the end of the week when they're coming, they're giving us hugs. You know, we're in hospitality, so obviously we hug a lot. And just being so grateful that somebody is seeing a spark in them and seeing the talent that they have to reach that level in their career. So for me, the most fulfilling part is any opportunity that I have to help develop somebody to reach that next step in their career journey.
That's fantastic. I love that. And I'm sure that I know your personality. I know that you are perfect for what you are doing. So that's great. Now, tell me, so you know the podcast is about diversity, equity, and inclusion. Is there anything you want to share that you have seen in your industry experience that you either want to shout out or brag about, or just anything in that area that you'd like to share with our listeners that they may not know about? Any initiatives, for example?
Yeah, definitely. And so interestingly enough, I just had the opportunity to attend a diversity event a couple of weeks ago with our VP of DEI, who was here in Miami visiting with me. And so we got to hear about a lot of different companies that had really cool, amazing, thoughtful, intentional initiatives that they were doing within their own company. So that was mind-blowing to me and just so amazing to see that more companies are doing diverse work for that platform. So that was one shout out that I thought was fantastic. Our DEI VP got to sit on the board for judges to be able to read all the different nominations and the categories. So being able to hear what other companies are doing, that opened my mind a bit more to be a little bit more thoughtful about how we can implement some of that in the day-to-day work that we do. But within Hilton, I would say one of the initiatives that we do specifically within talent leadership development is we have development programs that touch all levels, starting from line level team members all the way through to our GMs and VPs. And the purpose for this is to grow that pipeline of leaders that we have within the company so that we can start touching them at a lower scale. So if you're a line level team member, we want to start giving you some leadership courses so that by the time you're ready for that next step or that first time leadership role, you've already gained some of those skill sets. You're putting it through self-paced work, but also putting it into practice at your property. You're raising your hand to your hotel leaders to let them know, I want that next step in your career. So having those open conversations is really important for us to be able to pinpoint some of these individuals that we may not know are looking for those opportunities, but we have the programs here and resources available for you if you are looking for that. So I just love that we're no longer just hitting our general manager level or EC level team members. We are now targeting every single level at the hotel company so we can make sure that you're starting off from the very beginning into that leadership resources that are available for you.
That's phenomenal. That is absolutely phenomenal. Thank you for sharing that. Leon?
Nice. Folks, you're watching, checking in a lodging DEI chat. I'm Leon Thomas with co-host Miranda Kitterlin Lynch. Our guest today is Marla Oliu with Hilton Hotels. Marla, you just talked about that you're making sure that everyone mm-hmm. in the organization is receiving some education, some leadership skills, right? Now, one of the things, I've heard that at many companies, that we have programs for everybody from the room attendant on up, we have them. And where the ball drops is not at the executive level, because the executives say this is what we want to happen. Mm-hmm, it's mm-hmm. at the property level, particularly maybe at the AGM and below role, maybe a housekeeping manager, a housekeeping supervisor doesn't inform someone else about the program availability. They don't support it. They tell them negative things about it, or in a case of a minority person wanting to be involved in the programs, they say, I'm not into this diversity thing. I don't want this to happen. How do you handle that? What do you have in place that makes sure that everyone who really wants an opportunity to learn really receives that opportunity to learn?
Yeah, and I think that's a great call out, Leon. And we were just talking about this last week. Whenever I have a room of leaders, especially from the property level in the room, we're asking those questions and we want to make sure we're sending this out to the HR directors on property. Is it being trickled down to the rest of our head of departments? Is it being shared at the manager level? And we really are very thoughtful in looking at the nomination list to make sure that our room attendants are being looked at, that we're getting the right number of nominations across the board, that it's not the same individuals being nominated year after year for every single program. So we are having these larger conversations, not just at the higher level, but within each property itself to really pinpoint if we're having some of those challenges. I'm thankful that I don't believe we ran into that up to this point. We've had just this past nomination form that we just closed out, we had over 400 nominations that came through for one of our programs, where last year it was half of that. So I think that we're starting to see that it is getting communicated, it is getting cascaded down the line, and we're starting to really see those diverse individuals being nominated for these programs. And in the past, honestly, we weren't seeing it as prevalent when we were putting out these nominations. So I am positive, I'm optimistic that we're going to continue to see this trend grow. I will say the other thing that we're doing is we're moving away from doing a lot of these virtual programs, or we're still offering it to our hotel team members. I'm excited that we're also starting to implement more in-person trainings, that we continue to hear that's where the need is. And that is where, to your point, a lot of these diverse candidates, they thrive in in-person trainings versus doing something virtual for whatever reason, that they may not have access to the computers. They may not be just understand as well how to utilize some of these platforms. So I'm excited that this year we're expanding to do more of these in-person, so that we can really be intentional, thoughtful, include all of these team members in there, not just say it, but really practice it and really put it into action.
That's good. Good. I'm glad you're doing that. I had an experience with another hotel company that I worked for a while. And when I would raise my hand and say, I want to learn about, it wasn't supported. And one particular case, the answer I received was, well, this program is not where your expertise lies. And I said, well, I want to develop an expertise in this area, so let me do it. Oh, no, you're much better suited for this. Mm-hmm. I want to learn this. So, no, we don't think it's a good thing for you is what I received. And mm-hmm. I was finally invited to participate in one of the programs, and it was about improving diversity in the company. And the instructor of the program, an outside contractor, asked for volunteers to come to the front of the room. Miranda, you've heard this part of it before. The instructor asked for volunteers to come to the front of the room, and I raised my hand to be a volunteer. And this is about inclusion. And the instructor says, make room for the big guy to come through. Make room, make room. And I'm like, so this is who our company brought in to talk about diversity and inclusion. Shame on y'all. Smack, smack. Smack, smack, smack. So I hope that's not happening.
I can assure you, Leon, if you came to one of ours, you would not be thrown into the middle of the room that way, unless you wanted to be in the middle of the room. No, and I'm sorry that you went through that. And that, as somebody that's in talent leadership development, I cringe hearing that, because we talk so much about what does inclusivity mean? What does it mean to, I love our... Oh, Laura Fuentes from Hilton, our chief HR officer, she constantly talks about embracing the fully human experience at work. And that, to me, is what DEI is. And so I go on properties, and Miranda, this is what you see a lot of on my LinkedIn, is going to properties and doing this 4 or 6 hour workshop, depending on how much time we have and what the specific needs are, to really share with any leader, all of our heads of departments, what does it mean to fully embrace a fully human experience at work, from all the different pillars of wellness, inclusion, growth, and purpose. And while we think we understand what inclusion and DEI means, it really is that diving deeper of just listening sometimes, having that active listening skill set, having that empathy for your team members, having that humility, but also providing them with those cross-exposure opportunities, those job skills trainings that they're looking for, not because you think they're not suited for what you think they're suited for, but truly listening to them, not just in the end of year and mid-year reviews, but constant conversations and follow-up conversations on what is it that you're interested in your career? How do we help you get there? How do we provide you with those cross-exposure opportunities, either at our property or at a sister property that might be in the same area? So you can start to learn a little bit more. If you are in a brand that maybe is full service, but you're interested in luxury, how do we get you over there so you can shadow somebody or have some of those opportunities that you're asking for? So I really think a big part of inclusion is just listening and then acting on what you're hearing to help individuals get to that next step.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. Glad that's what you're doing. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, absolutely. Miranda. So, Marla, tell me, in your experience, in your industry experience, either with Hilton or outside of Hilton, Have you had opportunity for any mentorship opportunities? Did you have any industry mentors or workplace mentors along the way?
Absolutely. So I actually, before I came to Hilton, I was working at FIU for 7 years in the Division of University Advancement. So I was doing fundraising events, supported with the faculty and staff campaign. That was my baby when I was there. So I have my little Ignite plaque over there on my shelf. And so I had some really great mentors, even being at FIU, who helped me kind of guide me and help me understand how the corporate world works to an extent, and how to have conversations, but also not to be afraid to speak up and share my mind as well. So I always thought that that was something I valued a lot from the leader that I had when I was at FIU, just knowing early on that you're not just a fly on the wall to feel comfortable with sharing your thoughts if it was going to make an impact in the conversation. And so I felt that I've always been empowered to do that. And so coming into Hilton, the person who actually hired me at Hilton, I had the best interview with her, the most comfortable interview I've ever had. And very honestly, that was probably my first real interview, because before that, it was a lot of networking and opportunities that I had because of places that I had been and networks that I had. This was my first real, like I like to say, big girl interview, where now I had to show up and I had to show my skill sets and why I was the right person. And so I always value that she saw something in me. And from there, she kind of took me under her wing and helped me to explore other areas that I didn't know I liked about HR, didn't know that campus recruitment, talent, and leadership even existed within the world of HR. So just seeing this big umbrella was so huge to me. And now she is currently our VP of HR Ops for Latin America and the Caribbean. And so I no longer report into her, but she still is constantly reaching out to me and checking in with me to say, are you still happy in your role? What are you looking for? How do I get you into the right places, the right conversations? Really having those conversations with me to make sure that I'm never content, that I'm still challenging myself, that I'm still learning, and that I'm still empowering myself to have those conversations in the room. And so I just think that anytime that we have somebody who's in your corner in that way, that's not waiting just for you to reach out, but is coming back to you, that's somebody special that you don't want to lose in your, just in life in general. I wouldn't even just say in your career, I would just say in life in general, because they're always going to push you a bit more and not allow you to get to that point of no longer learning or being challenged.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's fantastic. I'm so glad to hear that you have someone like that in your corner. That's so important, right? Mm-hmm. And so now you do have a wealth of industry experience under your belt, right? So have you found yourself in a position to be a mentor or offer any mentoring opportunities to others?
I have, and I love it. Like, those are the conversations that I just love anytime we have a corporate internship program at Hilton. And so every year I get the email asking, hey, would you mind being a mentor for this person? And it's always yes, 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 100% yes. Because I think any stories that we can share about how I started off as an intern in the corporate office and what I did to make myself stand out and stay here for the time that I have been here and build my brand, I think that's an opportunity we need to take to really pay it forward for new students who are coming in, because they're the future of our company. They're our future leaders. And so we're here to share that knowledge and pay it forward with them. We also have mentorship programs in all of our development programs that we do. And so we're very thoughtful. And Leon, this brings me back to the diversity piece of it, is just always being thoughtful about who we are pairing individuals up for that mentorship opportunity so that they can really feel comfortable in having those conversations with them. I think that's such an important piece of mentorship, is that relationships. It needs to be with somebody that the individual is not going to hide from sharing what they're feeling or really asking them for their advice, and really be open to hearing from them as well. So I've been fortunate to have that in my career. I've been fortunate to have individuals who have come in as mentees for myself. I maintain relationships with them through LinkedIn. They know they can call me for whatever they need, or just send me a quick text message, or you just need a quick, you know, conversation. But also being thoughtful when we're doing that in our own more formal mentorship programs within the company, that we're still really looking at our list and doing those pairings to ensure that they're going to get the most out of this at the end of the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fantastic.
I like it. I worked for a company, not the one that I referenced before, that they had a mentoring program. And the mentor that I was assigned to, after 3 weeks, she left to take another job. They assigned me to someone else, and about 6 months later, that person left the company. So the running joke was, you don't want to mentor Leon because you leave.
What are you doing, Tony?
I don't know. I'm a pretty nice guy and everything. I try to do good things. I help the community. I'm involved in my church. I think I'm a pretty cool guy. But apparently I just run them off. You know, something else I thought about, then we're going to get to our signature questions of the show. Marla Oliu, if anyone Googles that, you're going to pop up. I don't think there are any other Marla Oliu's, right?
I just Googled myself the other day because I'm always thinking, has anything new come up? Yeah, there's no others. It's still only
right. And Miranda Kierlin Lynch, there's no other Mirandas. Now, if you Google Leon Thomas, there's a bunch of us, right? And one of them plays the trumpet. One of them plays the trumpet. No, Marla, I'm not playing the trumpet. I will not do it. You don't want to. Never mind. No, you don't want to hear me play. This is just a device. I haven't played it in almost 50 years, but I still have it. All right, Marla, it's time for the. That would be the trumpet that just fell. All right, grab a pen. Grab a pen, Marla. It is time. It is time for the two signature questions of the show. All right, Marla, here we go. Signature questions of the showtime. Raise that pen. Miranda, raise yours. On the count of three, let's see your signature. Ready? One, two, three. There we go. The first signature question, Marla. Have you ever had a Maryland crab cake?
I have not. I'm going to have to. I go to Virginia a lot, so I'm going to have to do that.
Yes, you have not had a Maryland crab cake. Okay, now, have you had a crab cake?
I have many crab cakes, yes.
Okay, but there is a difference between a Maryland crab cake and a crab cake. So thank you for saying no, you haven't had a Maryland crab cake. So the next time you're in Virginia,
I'm going to drive over to Maryland.
Drive over to Maryland. We'll have Miranda fly up. And let's see if we can all get together and have a crab cake. Let's go ahead and make it happen.
See, Leon, now we're going to have to start changing up your signature question because people are doing their homework.
They are. They're doing their homework. Yeah. Remember the guest a couple weeks ago said, I already know what the questions are. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to change them up a little bit.
Something I have memory with memory. So don't worry. I didn't remember.
Well, I'll make mine fairly easy. If you could go back and tell your 20-year-old self one thing, either a piece of advice, an affirmation, anything, what would it be?
Oh, I don't think that's an easier question.
No, it's a little ironic.
No, I would say follow your heart. And I say that not because I have always done that, but I will say thinking back to my college career, there is one thing that I wish I had done that I didn't do, which was do a study abroad program. And in my heart, I said, that is something I want to do. I'm going to do it. But at that time I was working full time. I had a boyfriend who's not my husband and we've been together for 17 years. So don't regret that. But there were so many things going on in that moment that I didn't take the jump to go on this study abroad type of a trip. So I would just say, follow your heart and your gut and just do it. Just take the trip.
I love that. I definitely can relate to that, having missed out on some opportunities as a young adult. But now having done so many study abroads with students, I can tell you it is a life-changing experience and you're never too late to go on a study abroad. So thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for taking the time. This has been a great session. Leon, you want to close us out?
Yeah, my study abroad, when I went to college in Pittsburgh, my study abroad was to go to Youngstown, Ohio. So I didn't do it. But I think it's great that's available for students now. Marla Oliu, thank you so much for being our guest here on Checking In a Lodging DEI Chat. It's been a great conversation. Marla, thank you for being our guest.
Thank you so much for having me. This was fun.
Awesome. And folks, thank you for watching and listening to Checking In, a Lodging DEI chat. That's Miranda. I'm Leon. We're the host of the show. We look forward to you listening and watching our next episode. And Marla, we'll talk to you in the green room after the show. Thanks for watching Checking In, a Lodging DEI chat.